buildings, pay the salaries of clergy and others. But as well as that practical answer, there's a theological answer, the answer of Christian discipleship. Part of our faith as Christians is that God has been generous to us, unimaginably generous to us, in creation, in redemption, in all the things that we enjoy, and our response should be to be generous in return. Generosity, responding to gift with gift, that's how our souls can flourish, how our relationship with God can blossom. So giving in every aspect of gift and giving is a joy, not a burden. It's part of our commitment to God, and when it comes to giving to the church, it's part of our commitment to God's church. It's an important part of our discipleship, just like reading the Bible or saying our prayers. So the next 10 minutes are intended to help each one of us here to think about and review our giving to St. Mary's as a practical necessity, but also as part of our Christian discipleship. And I'm very glad indeed that Nigel Bird has agreed to give the presentation as a long-standing member of the congregation in our church and as somebody who from time to time attends pretty much all the many different services that we have in our church. So Nigel, thank you, and I'll hand over to you.
Thank you, Russell. As Russell's already said, it really is good to see so many of you in church this morning to hear our plans for the Giving to Support St. Mary's campaign. Your attendance this morning is yet another demonstration of the huge swell of love that surrounds this church and all that we stand for. I can say we, because of course, God's church is not the building, it is the people and their faith. We, who each regard ourselves as part of the Christian community of St. Mary's, Ewell. St. Mary's means something different to each of us. The ministry offered, the people around us, and the building itself will evoke memories in every one of us. I was baptized, confirmed, and married here, and St. Mary's is central to my faith as it develops and evolves. Your first visit may have been at a specific time in your life, perhaps when you were new to the area, possibly attending a baptism or a wedding, or maybe for the funeral of someone dear to you. St. Mary's is a growing church, offering 3 or 4 services on Sundays, several regular children's and toddlers' groups, weekly visits to school assemblies, monthly services at local care homes, visits to the sick and the elderly, and Holy Communion to the housebound. In addition, we enjoy a range of social events and a program of recitals and concerts. Our growth is demonstrated by the increase in the number of regular worshippers. On these slides, some of which you may have seen before, St. Mary's is represented by a red line, the Diocese of Guildford by a blue line, and the Deanery, other local churches, by a green line. Since 2010, our normal Sunday attendance has increased from around 80 or 85, much lower than other churches in the diocese and deanery, to over 120, up there with the highest achievers. In 2010, we had good attendances at Christmas, with over 600 people coming to St. Mary's. The most recent available chart shows us at around 850, and Russell will tell you that last year was even higher. In 2010, our attendance at the most important Easter celebrations was well below average. But in the recent figures, it can be seen to have nearly doubled. These are clear signs that we are fulfilling God's will and reaching out to the people of Ewell. Our wedding numbers have increased, and our baptism numbers are considerably higher than the comparable figure at deanery and diocesan level. Our byline, sharing the love of Christ, the light of the world, with the people of Ewell, has moved from an aim to a reality. And there is much more to be done. God is working his purpose out, and we must be ready to carry on his work in Ewell. In the last couple of years, St. Mary's has seen the completion of a number of special projects. We have our newly refurbished parish room, kitchenette and toilet. We have a shed at Yulcastle's Lynn House to store the village fair equipment safely. And we have new storage facilities in the roof area above the choir vestry. The sound system, in use as I speak. And our most recent achievement, the new carpets in the sanctuary, the choir stalls, the lady chapel and the pulpit. All of these have been funded by generous additional gifts, and none have used general church funds. Looking ahead, there is much that we have, as a church need to do. As well as increasing our own personal discipleship, our immediate commitments include additional children's activities with the aim of attracting and retaining the 8-plus age range, and greater provision for the wider community, particularly developing our care for the bereaved. In recent years, we have been deterred from undertaking imaginative and far-reaching initiatives by a shortfall in our income. Until we can get ourselves on a firm financial footing where we know that our regular income will match our regular expenditure, we will only cautiously move forward. The management of church finances is no different for business or a household. Mr. Micawber in Dickens' David Copperfield lamented, annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £19, 19 shillings and sixpence. Result, happiness. Annual income, £20. Annual expenditure, £20 all and sixpence. Result, misery. My apologies to those who do not remember the pre-decimal currencies. But the point is clear. Failing to cover our costs is not a long-term option. Whilst examining St. Mary's performance, we have looked at our expenditure and income. In recent years, economies have been made. Our expenditure is broadly in line with other churches in the diocese and lower than others in the deanery. But our unrestricted income is considerably less than both deanery and diocese. Although all the factors mentioned so far have shown growth and success for St. Mary's, the one area in which we have yet to make significant progress is increasing our regular, personal, planned giving. Balancing the books is nothing new, and this brings me to the point of my standing here today. Many of us make regular contributions to St. Mary's, and I would like to ask each of our existing contributors to consider increasing their contribution to St. Mary's. I would like to ask all who are not regular contributors to consider giving regularly to support the work of St. Mary's here in Ewell, either committing to making a regular weekly or monthly contribution via the envelopes or by joining the planned giving scheme, which works like other standing orders or direct debits. Planned giving has benefits, which irregular offerings, welcome as they are, do not. The treasurers know what income they can rely on, and if we can increase our planned giving to a sufficient level, they will know that annually St. Mary's will enjoy the security of knowing that our regular expenditure will be covered by our regular income. All our planned giving schemes are open to taxpayers and non-taxpayers alike. But an important benefit of planned giving is that contributions made by taxpayers using the gift aid scheme bring St. Mary's an additional 25% from Her Majesty's government. And of course, higher rate taxpayers can also claim additional personal tax relief. We anticipate that in 2016, St Mary's will need to spend £2,800 each week. Our treasurers have calculated some targets to help focus our thoughts. Our target for our giving to support St Mary's campaign is an increase of £2,000 per month. 84 people are currently planned givers to St Mary's. If we can increase this by 16 to 100 people, and if each person managed to increase their contribution by an average of £5 per week, our target would be achieved. And if gift aid could be claimed on that sum, an additional £6,000 would become available for the work of St Mary's. As you leave church today, you will be invited to take a giving to support St Mary's campaign pack. I know that we all have many financial and charitable commitments, but please do consider seriously what additional financial commitment you can make to St Mary's. Whether you are already a member of our planned giving or stewardship scheme, or whether you are considering becoming one, remember that your regular personal contribution will help secure the future of St Mary's and all that we can do. Bear in mind that the planned giving scheme is completely confidential to just the planned giving officer. Your personal circumstances may change, and your commitment can be stopped or changed at any time. For those giving via their bank, a card can be placed in the collection bag as a symbol of their support. Our treasurers, Miriam, who is also our planned giving officer, and Noel and Angela are all in church this morning and will gladly discuss any aspect of the scheme and confidentially answer any questions. All that remains for me to do is to thank you for your kind attention and to step aside for our vicar, Russell.
Thank you very much indeed, Nigel. I was just wondering, would it help if Miriam and Angela and Noel were just to stand up? So if anybody isn't sure who they are but does want to ask a question about any of the things Nigel mentioned, then there they are, and they've got a name tags on them. Now, thank you. I think that Nigel has said almost everything, but if I could detain you just for two more minutes, I have some very good news to share, which we didn't initially know about when we started planning today. So apologies, just running over, but I think it's something everybody will be pleased to learn. Do you remember this list, which I showed at the annual parochial meeting as part of the slideshow there? It was part of talking about our vision for St Mary's. We talked about the projects we had in mind, but also we listed these major improvements to our facilities as being really important for our continued growth and outreach into the community. Improving toilet facilities in church and better, more permanent structures for enjoying refreshments like we're doing this morning. Finishing off the Sound and Vision project that's already made a huge improvement to our church, but there was more in the project that we want to finish. Improving the parish office. Changes in parking in Church Street may mean we have to look at that. That's a new one. But these are some of the principal ideas in our discussions as a church that we thought we really will benefit when we can come to them, benefit St Mary's, make it more accessible and welcoming and open up many new possibilities. I said at the APCM, in order for us even to think about these things, we first of all have to make sure our regular expenditure is covered by regular giving before we can turn our mind to these other projects. And that's what we're doing today. Well, that's a bit of background, a reminder. The good news is that today that I can share with you is that we've received a donation from the Golden Hours Fellowship. You might not be sure who they are, but you might recognise this building. You pass it if you go up the high street, turn right as though you're going to into Epsom. The elders' care home is run by the fellowship in the village. I and others take a Holy Communion service there each month. Ruth Mills, who's the manager there, is retiring, and the Abbeyfield charity is taking over the management of the home. And because of the link of many people involved at the Elders with St Mary's over the years, the Golden Hours Fellowship has made a donation to St Mary's. And I went to a party there yesterday, marking this transition, marking Ruth's retirement, and also to hand over a letter of thanks for the donation that they've given to St Mary's. And the amount of the donation which we've been given is £200,000. So I'm sure that you... Absolutely. It really is fantastic news. And on Friday, I did share the thanks I knew that would be in all our hearts for this amazingly generous gift from that charity to our church. So I express gratitude on the behalf of the whole church. And having received this donation, it means that projects like the ones we've already identified, even though we hadn't identified at the time any funding, these suddenly become possible for us. Well, it's wonderful news, lots of reasons for giving thanks to God and for everybody involved, but I don't think that this news, fantastic as it is, makes today's campaign any less important. If anything, I think it's more important. We can thank God for this amazingly generous once-in-a-lifetime gift, and that will allow us to do something amazing here in God's church. And if, as Nigel has encouraged us to, if we all review our giving as a church family and we're able to meet our regular expenditure with our regular giving, then this wonderful gift can be used as it should be for the big one-off projects which would otherwise be impossible for us. And I'm certainly inspired by the example, the generosity of the people who have been running this care home with such care and love there, and the fact that they have shown such generosity to St Mary's. It certainly makes me want to be generous myself too, and Elaine and I have increased our monthly donation to St Mary's. I think this is great news that should gladden all our hearts and inspire us as we think and we pray about everything that we've heard today. Now, the children have... We'll call them back in a moment. I will conclude with a prayer, and then we will finish after the prayer by seeing the poster that has been drawn up. And I thought, what more appropriate prayer to conclude this presentation than the general thanksgiving, which has been a prayer from our 17th century Book of Common Prayer in the Church of England that's been used in so many circumstances for giving thanks. I certainly feel I want to give thanks that so many people are here this morning, so many people are showing their willingness to review our giving, our support for St Mary's. So I want to say thank you to God for all of you, and also want to say thank you for the Golden Hours Fellowship and the Elders Care Home and the fact that they chose so generously to make this gift to our church. So let us pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. We beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. And do we have the poster to show us? Fantastic. Do you want to hold up one side? And let's turn it the other way around. Brilliant. So we've got a picture of St Mary's. Well done, Ben and Jocelyn. We've got... and
the church's doors stand open, the church's doors stand wide, and all God's children can find their way in inside.
Fantastic. What a wonderful verse to think about our church, that all of God's children should find their way in here. Brilliant. Well done. Well done. Fantastic. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Justin. And please do remember to take your pack if you haven't already as you leave. And if you'd like to stay for another cup of tea or to chat some more, talk to the treasurer, anything like that, please do. Thank you.